time now to talk books with Catherine Raines. Good morning to you, Catherine.
Morning, Kate.
And I'm very excited this morning because both of these look good, particularly the second one. But let's start, first of all, with The Rooster Bar by John Grisham.
So this is where sort of three pals, Mark Fraser and Todlater and Zolomar, they're in their 20s and they're in their final year at the fictional Foggy Bottom Law School. And so they're kind of facing the bar exam in the sort of bleak job market and around sort of $200,000 in student debt. And so they'd turned up at law school with sort of hopes of higher paying careers after graduation and sort of all these dreams encouraged by the school's marketing material and the loan officers that go along with it. And sort of by the middle of the third year, they've kind of learned the hard truth that, you know, this law is a fairly elitist profession and it's practically impossible for the students of Foggy Bottom Law School, which is a pretty average law school, to get any top-tier law school firm to employ them. So instead, they kind of find themselves, you know, in this position with lots and lots of debt and no prospects and what are they going to do? So they actually decide between the three of them that they're actually going to drop out of law school and head over to the DC Municipal Court without a license and start hustling for clients. And they assume false names and they set up as many legal scams as they possibly can. And then there's this other guy, Heinz Ratcliffe, who's this billionaire who owns the school and lots of others like it. And he's got these shell companies and he's a loan shark and sort of all of this dirty law firm kind of stuff going on in the background. And then they've got this friend called Gordy who's pasted all of these company names and pictures and connecting lines on a board in his apartment. And, you know, pretty good conspiracy theorist. And sort of the monstrousness of what he's discovered going on behind the scenes kind of drives him out of his mind. And in the meantime, the sort of student's own scamming starts to falter and that and over their heads. And they're committing all of these felonies, but they kind of don't quite grasp the magnitude of the trouble that they are in and very much about to be in. It's true John Grisham. It's exactly kind of what you expect from him. And it's a good kind of look at actually real life scandals that have gone on in America about sort of these third tier for profit law schools. And he kind of pulls this all together and, you know, writes a good fictional tale about it. And it, you know, keeps you gripped, especially the second half of the book where their scams start to falter and everything sort of starts to come out from behind the scenes.
Oh, fantastic. So prolific, John Grisham, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
And the second book, which I'm very much looking forward to getting my hands on, and I'm very jealous that you've already read this because I loved the first one, and this is, I think, the follow-up, isn't it, to I Don't Know How She Does It, but it's How Hard Can It Be by Alison Pearson.
You're completely correct, and I think one of the things that stood out in my mind of I Don't Know How She Does It, I don't know if you remember, it was the mince pie scene where she's standing in her kitchen banging the store-bought mince pies so her kids can take them to school so that she doesn't have to look like a bad mum because she hasn't actually cooked them.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's kind of those moments, and those moments in your life as a parent where you kind of, you know, you've cooked your own kind of chocolate cake and somebody's asking you, you know, how brilliant is the recipe, and you've lied through your teeth only to tell them that you've used a packet mix. And that's kind of how Alison Pearson writes. She takes those moments in your life and it's very funny. But she's, you know, she's kind of, she wrote that book back in 2002. So now kind of this fictional character of Kate Reddy is approaching her 50s. In fact, she's 6 months from being 50, and this is about her midlife crisis, really, but it's kind of a mild term to describe it. You know, everything's falling apart, her body, her marriage, her teen kids' worlds, her finances, and her confidence, and it's all kind of very wittily written by Kate. And this kind of 16-year-old daughter, Emily, is having problems at school, as a picture of her bum has become a selfie, or Belfie, as they're now called.
Yes,
sensation on Facebook, and her 14-year-old old Ben kind of really raises his eyes from the screen that he's reading, and her husband Richard has lost his high-flying architect job and has decided to spend 2 years finding himself while they're living in this crumbling manor that needs an awful lot of work, not to mention money. So she decides to actually go back and get a job after 7 years of being out of the workforce, but is actually finding that a lot more difficult because no one sees her 7 years as a parent as being anywhere worthwhile in the financial industry that she was in. So she finds herself in this kind of invisible world. So she actually reworks her CV. She writes it in a very funny way of kind of all of these years of domestic chaos. And one of the things that she says about time management and prioritization is, I have to be balanced. The complex needs of different individuals and developed routines while learning to prioritize multiple tasks and meet strict deadlines. And then she goes on to write, provided sustainable nutritional support for staff in line with industry standards, i.e. always kept snacks for the kids. And she kind of, the things that she writes are really clever. And, you know, you kind of, she see herself in this very kind of sandwich generation. As she's got these teenage kids, but she's kind of got these elderly parents as well, and how she's trying to struggle all the balances between. And she writes it with as much humour as I don't know how she does it. And it's a very, very funny read.
And extremely relatable for all mothers. Thank you so much, Catherine. I can't wait to get my hands on that book. If you don't know of her and you haven't read them before, you might know Helen Fielding and Caitlin Moran. She's as funny as that. Like, it is super funny and clever, and it's a great story as well. So it will be a great read. So those were, the John Grisham one was called The Rooster Bar, and Alison Pearson, How Hard Can It Be?